adventures between the Arctic and Antarctic. Listen to Arvid Fuchs on the Ocean Change podcast. Welcome to this podcast episode. Here is Bärbel in Hamburg. And Arvid, where are you? How are you?
I'm on board of Takaborn, of course, and we are in the port of Tyne on Bornholm Island in the Baltic.
In Denmark.
Yeah, that's right. It belongs to Denmark.
How were the last days? It was very stormy in Germany. How was it on the Baltic Sea?
Yeah, in fact, it was stormy here as well, and it is still gale force winds. So it's sunny and nice, but very windy the last couple of days. And we waited for some decent weather because we had to work at sea. And so that's why we needed not so high waves. So that's why we had to wait and be patient for a couple of days.
So you started last week in Flensburg, and then you headed to Warnemünde. And what happened on the way? And how was the leg from Warnemünde to Bornholm?
Yeah, the first leg from Flensburg to Warnemünde, that was really nice sailing. So we had strong winds again. So the last couple of weeks seemed to be very windy. So, but it was nice sailing, and we had a young fellow from the Institute of Warnemünde on board, and he was taking some measurements, and he was also deploying drift buoys on the way from Flensburg to Warnemünde. And then when we got to Warnemünde, so we stayed there for 2-3 days because we had high ranking visitors, and so we had a visit from the director of the institute, of course, and some employees from the institute, but also from the German Ministry of Environmental Affairs from Berlin, and some other people. So it was high-ranking visitors, and they were interested in the boat and in the program and the Ocean Change expedition and everything that goes with it. And so we gave them a tour around the boat, and we also had an invitation, of course, in the institute, and were invited by the director, Oliver Zielinski. And some of the scientists gave us some background information about the situation in the Baltic, the problems of the Baltic. And so it was really, really interesting, especially if you are involved in such a program.
That was an interesting experience, I guess, to have a governmental minister on board and to show her the Dagmar on. And this shows how important you are in Germany.
Well, I wouldn't say it's important. We are just tiny part of a big puzzle, basically. So we're just doing a few things, and we are trying to get people interested in this subject. And I think that's something which seems to be more important also to the scientists and to the politicians, so that people get involved in this affair, and that they understand why it's so important to protect the oceans and to do something against climate change, because everything is related. And so we have to be careful what we are doing. And so this is something not only the politicians or the scientists can handle. So we are all involved, and we all have to face some kind of responsibility. And at the moment, so we are trying to do our share and just collecting data as well.
So, and in Warnemünde, you got some measuring instruments on board, and have you already put them into the water on your way around Bornholm?
Yes, we actually got six drift buoys. So they don't anything but transmitting their actual position, but this basically constantly. And the institute asked us to deploy them not very far from the port of Warnemünde, but in the open sea, of course. And we had to deploy always two at a time. And it's interesting that even if you put them side by side into the water, they stay together for a little while and then they might drift in different directions for whatever reason. And this is exactly the point where it triggers the interest of the scientists to see how the currents move in various directions. And then We deployed two other drift buoys a little bit north of the island of Rügen on the way to Bornholm around midnight. And so they are working already. And we still have two more, but we will deploy them later during the expedition, probably in the northern part of the North Sea or even in the Atlantic. So we don't know yet. And so that was our job. For the first part on the way to Bornholm.
Great job.
Yeah, and it's also interesting, we also took two so-called Argo floats on board. So they are buoys as well, but they are pretty big, more than 2 meters high or about 2 meters high and pretty heavy. And so it's really high sophisticated instruments. And we had to deploy them north of the island of Christiansø, which is a little bit east of Bornholm Island again, in a depth in the water of about 90 meters. So the Baltic is not so deep. 90 meters is already pretty deep for the Baltic standard. So, and they are pretty amazing, these buoys. They are taking part in an international program and collecting data.
Great, great to hear. And how is the life on board? How is the crew?
Well, the crew and the life on board is pretty fine, actually. So, we have an excellent cook, or basically we have two cooks on board, which is pure luxury, I must say. And they are doing whatever they can do to make the crew happy, and they are very successful in doing so. So, we have excellent food, and this evening we will make a barbecue out on the beach. And so I'm curious what they will make.
Great. And as I've seen on Instagram and Facebook, you've had self-made pasta.
Yeah, self-made pasta and a whole variety of pasta. And that was really delicious. So everybody was surprised. So they made the dough themselves and they made the pasta themselves and they cut them into stripes and do whatever is necessary. So it was amazing. A lot of work, but it was worth it, I can say. It was really good.
That's how it is on board Dagmar On. And could you enjoy sailing during the last days?
Oh, yeah, we enjoyed it immensely, actually. So even when we left Flensburg, so we had strong winds, but from the right direction, we had blue sky, and it was just marvelous sailing. And Dagmar On was what she was made for, basically. So she's a heavy boat, and she needs wind, and there was not much swell, bit swell, of course, after a while, but nothing to worry about or whatever. So it was just pure fun, and also on the way to Bornholm, and yesterday we had an excellent day sailing.
Is there anybody who's seasick in the crew?
No, I mean it's not that rough at the moment, so no, nobody got seasick.
Okay, and there is already a change of crew members in Bornholm, I've heard.
Yeah, that's why we are waiting here in the port of Tane in the northeast of Bornholm. Used to be a little fishing port, not much fishing going on anyway in the Baltic anymore. So there's lots of room and space. And two of the crew had to leave because they had to go back to work. But there will be two others coming tonight and tomorrow morning. So Vera from Vienna will arrive somehow during this afternoon, evening, and Alex, our doctor, will arrive on probably tomorrow morning somewhere. So they are both on the way to Bornholm, and we will wait for them. And after they are on board, we will leave further up to the north.
So no free space on board Dagmar On for anybody who would love to join Dagmar On.
No, we are 10 on board, and that's the maximum we take. So no, we are full crew, and we're going to stay that way for the rest of the expedition this year. So yeah, we will always have a full crew.
The only chance to be on board Dagmar Oen is listening to this podcast and visiting your website, www.arvid-fuchs.de. And there is a webcam, and there you can see some of the sails and the ocean in front of Dagmar Oen.
Yes, so that's brand new, the webcam, and it's not on all the time, so sometimes we turn it down because there's a lot of data that's going through the satellite communication. At night, usually we just kill it and switch it on the next morning.
Many ways to be on board Dagmar Oen and to enjoy your adventures, Arvid. Thanks for sharing all these adventures and all these stories with us.
Thank you, Babel, and all the best, and looking forward to talk to you soon.
Yeah, thank you, and fair winds.
Thank you.
That was the podcast Ocean Change by Arvid Fuchs and Babel Fenig.